It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.
Yeah. With bars and hoops, Lamar and Swoops, back alley cats, the backdoor cuts with alley oops, posting up, you on block or Mike and Booth, and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them, got 50 with a surge, and then some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's, and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blender. How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Bars and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts, but now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts, points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace, whoever's on your favorite team. El Amino on the verse is still great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate, the fact we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on tape, who sports makes for a take, so true or you can debate on who you really done rate, come through it really be great, the truth of fact like a state, AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, world? Bars and Hoops, Steals the Great, episode 18. Today's episode, man, is featuring my man 50 Grand. We go way back, man. My man Cy Young, man, coming to us via telephone. Holla at the people, Cy.
What's going on, world?
Word, man.
Let's get a problem. It's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot going on in the world right now, man.
Too much going on right now.
Too much going on. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But hey, man.
Vegas is going crazy right now.
Yeah, Vegas is definitely going crazy right now. But I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you though, man. The NCAA, you know, the championship game, man. One of my teams is definitely in it. My team that I picked it all to win it is still in it.
Who you fucking with, though?
Gonzaga, kid. I'm going with Gonzaga all day, man. That's like a professional team, bro.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You serious?
Yes, I'm very serious. If you watched that game last night, boy, they operate like a professional team. They actually got like a real professional roster. I'm talking about height-wise. Like, the big man, they just kept dumping it into him. Point guard, shooting guard, you know what I mean? I know you ain't riding with the Zags, though.
Nah, man. Fuck, man. I ain't messing with you like that.
Who you rocking with, man? What's going on, man? Who you rocking with?
I don't know, man. It's like, you know, if I ain't messing with them, though, it's only two teams left,
yeah.
So.
North Carolina? Man, yeah, I just wanted to hear you say it, kid.
Listen, man, just do the math, bro.
That's it. Yo. Nah, but honestly, man.
I mean, honestly, though, in the beginning, I was messing with Duke, though.
Yeah.
I was messing with Duke, man.
Uh huh. I know it was one of them Carolina teams.
I'm always mess with Duke. You know what I'm saying? That's big bro right there. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah, big bro used to.
MJ.
Big bro, like my big brother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he basically he was he's messing with Duke.
Oh, okay. Duke, with them Christian Leighton guys.
I'm saying, 32, you know what I mean? 32, you seen 32, right? Like 2 weeks ago, right?
But hey, listen, man. I'm good.
You seen that, right? Yeah. Like, seriously, like, do the math. Did you see that, though?
Yeah, of course 32? I did. Yeah, you stupid.
Yeah,
man.
I'm looking at this fly ass fucking fitted too at the crib, man. Came through the mail. I fuck with Duke, man. You know what I'm saying,
They home already. They sitting back eating some tea.
They sitting right now. It's all good.
They definitely sitting back watching North Carolina probably get scraped tomorrow, man.
Yeah, you right. But fast forward though, you know what I'm saying? We got Gonzaga. in Carolina. Are you serious, bro? Yo, on some real shit though, have you ever seen a crazy ass tournament like this before ever in your life?
Nah, man, not really, man. I mean, I haven't, man.
This is crazy.
This is the first time in a long time that I actually got one of my teams in the championship. I'm actually looking good on a couple pools. I need Gonzaga to pull it out. You know what I'm saying? Pause. I need them I need them to win. You know what I'm saying? So I could at least get one of the pools outright. The other one, I'm looking shaky with the gun in the other one. You know what I mean? But I'll take the consolation prize. It's a second and third place. I'll take a little piece of change.
Every year, it does get like, you know, it's so about the madness, right? You know what I'm saying? So about the madness.
Yeah.
But, like, this year right here, I've never seen like this, though. Like, the math, like, when you do the math, it made no sense.
Oh, yeah. Nah, but, you know.
Seriously, at all. Like, like in the beginning, it was like a setup. Like, you know, you cruising.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You do a little bracket over it. Like, I got suckered in. I ain't gonna front. I got suckered in.
I
don't do that, but I got suckered in. So it's like, you cruise in the beginning, but then it's like, as the build up, it was like, are you serious? Like, what?
Yeah, man. It
made no sense.
South Carolina. Look at South Carolina. You know what I mean? They went to the Final Four.
South Carolina, man. South Carolina, bro.
Yeah, Sindarius Thornwell was a problem, though. Like, he was killing. If he wasn't sick.
If he wasn't sick yesterday,
it would have probably been a closer game. He had a bad game. He didn't have a bad game, but he didn't have, like, a big game like he'd been doing the whole tournament. Right. But they played defense.
He got average a quarter and all that, right?
Yeah, facts. Yeah, he was definitely averaging about a quarter. For the season, he was averaging about a quarter and about 8 rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's an official 2 guard in the NBA, man. I think that he raised his stock to possibly be in the lottery. You know what I mean? And he's a senior. He's a senior, so I think that he's going to do well on the next level. You know what I mean? A lot of these other kids coming out, man, they looking real shaky. You know what I mean? Real shaky. Lonzo Ball, you know, you seen him after the game. He was like, yeah, well, you know, this is my last game at UCLA.
Like, what's up, man? I was kind of like shocked. Yeah, though. I ain't going front, man. Nah, like, he's like a zombie. I was kind of surprised
about that. Yeah, he's like, his like, pops bro, got him programmed.
Like, I'm out of here. Like,
yeah, his pops got them programmed. Like, it's about the money. Was I surprised?
Yeah. Nah, come on, man. When he basically like.
Nah, man. Like, I look at
it. Made a statement like that quick.
His pop set him up for that,
man. You think that was personal? Like, I think that was like, was that mental? Like, what's going on? Like, well, I don't want to go deep like that, but.
I mean,
that's kind of weird, though.
Yeah, I mean, that was their plan. He knew that the microphones was going to be in his face at the end of the game because of all the hype that his pop filled up. Listen, man, the media, man, they gobble everything up, kid. Look at the age we live in, man. Everything is microwave fast. Everything is done fast, you know what I'm saying? So they came to him knowing that it was going to be his last game, you know what I'm saying? His pops on First Take, his pops on shows with Stephen A and everybody. Like, come on, man. They was promoting his brand hard, like, you know? You know, and his son is just like, I'm going to the next level. You know, my father already set me up for this.
I got to give him his props, though, man. Like, son, keep it real cool.
Who's that? But Lonzo Ball? Yeah, nah, he's a cool customer. I think that out of all the point guards, he's gonna be the best one.
Like,
this
like,
year.
Listen, like the guy, yo, I got you gotta school him, man. It's like your pops out here. Matter of fact, I don't want to go there, but it's like, let's focus on the kid. Let's focus on the talent.
Yeah, fact.
Because you already know, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Pops the way you do, but
yeah,
like the kid, man. It's like fresher, man. Like he shows. He's so cool with it. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah. Word. Yeah, he's very poised.
Okay. Like, I don't know, man. It's like, I don't play cards like that or gamble. As far as, like, I'm saying, like, you know, you gamble, whatever, you go playing poker or whatever.
Of course.
So it's like, you can't, like, the guy's so cool, man. It's like, are you serious, man? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, the kid is good, bro. Like, you serious?
Nah, he's nice. He's definitely nice, man. He's nice, but he folded that last game. And
you can't,
Fox was like, in his lunch bag. Fox was giving him the business, kid. He didn't show any effort, and I think that, you know.
Oh, the last game you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't really play with no real heart, man. And if I was a GM,
it was in his fault. It was in his fault, though.
What you mean?
It Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched it. But he didn't, you know, he didn't play with any real passion. He was getting the business handed to him. You know how it is in the hood, bro. If somebody go at you, you go back at them, kid. Ain't no.
I mean, it's a team game, though, man.
It is
it's
a like, team game.
You can't. It's only about so much you can do, though.
Yeah.
What you want him to do?
I'm not gonna lie, though. I look at a couple of other games, like the games leading up to that game. It looked like his teammates were freezing
out.
Like,
it's like I ain't gonna front. Like I watched that game, but I didn't. It's like, excuse me. That was a revenge game for Kentucky, man.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
Because in the regular season, I don't know if you've seen that game, but they kicked their ass, bro. Like I've seen that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I've seen that game.
Okay.
Like UCLA kicked their ass in the regular season, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Kicked their ass.
Yeah.
So on top of like Pop's talking shit during the tournament, you know what I'm saying? That Annie's up. The Annie's up for Kentucky. Like, oh what?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like gets more, even more hype. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
The revenge factor is like getting more now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand? Like,
yeah. Well,
so
De'Aaron Fox ain't had no problem getting back at him though. He's like, yeah, it's revenge. I'm off
this
on my
calendar. Yeah, exactly, man. Even Kenny Anderson was like, yo, this is the best point guard in America right here. I'm like, you serious, man?
Yeah, K.A., shout out to Kenny Anderson.
No disrespect to Big Homie, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah, shout out to Kenny Anderson.
This is the best point guard in America.
Facts.
I was like, nah, there's no fucking way, man. No. You're fucking bucket.
Yeah, but
you're really talented, but no, you're not. He's not the best point guard in America. I'm sorry, man, not to me. This kid right here, Lonzo.
Yeah.
Listen, man, while back. Did I put you on through what? Am I lying or not?
Nah, he's so not lying.
Nice.
Yeah, he is nice. He's nice.
This is way back when, bro. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's nice. He's
I ain't gonna front like I know everything, but it's like, I done, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's
nice.
I put
it out there a little bit, you know what I mean? I put
no
you on,
question.
Whatever.
No question. Yeah.
But, the kid is nice though, man, but I don't know, man. It's Pops though, man. Just,
yeah, his Pops is a bozo kid. And
That's corny, bro.
Yeah. I'm tired of talking about his Pops though. I be letting him I let his flame die out. I'm not giving no more burn to him. But he know what he was doing.
I see what he's doing. Like it's a marketing ploy, whatever.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, he's
like,
gonna
stop
get buried.
It, man. Like he's doing too much. Man.
Yeah, he's doing too much now. You know what I'm saying? It's like he rode their wave, he had his 15 minutes of fame, he lived through them. You know, he's living through his kids right now, and it is what it is, kid. That's what he's about. You know what I'm saying? But one thing that he did say, I'm gonna ask you about this. What do you think about NCAA? You know, college sports. Like, do you think that they're exploiting these kids? What's your take on that?
Exploiting the kids?
Yeah, like exploiting them, like making money off of these kids. With the merchandise,
I mean, it's definitely a business, man. You know, it's definitely a business.
Yeah.
So they need to like handle that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jay been done saying that. You know what I mean, like, fuck the NCAA, nigga. Better, you know, get paid. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they gotta. Come on, man. It's not an
amateur sport, but at the end of the day, look at it like this.
Come on, man. Like, do the math, bro. Like, it's oh my. Like, where do you start at? Like, seriously, like, where do you start at? Where do you start at? Like, seriously, you know what I'm saying.
Where do I start at? I'm gonna tell you where I start.
Like,
at, right?
You don't even know where to start at, man. Like, it's so.
Listen,
this shit been going on for so long, bro.
Listen, man. I don't think that. Like, my point.
Like, listen, man. When I was how old was I? I'm trying to think.
Acknowledge my wisdom, kid. Listen to what I'm saying.
I think I was living. Nah. Matter of fact, shit, I'm trying to think, bro. This shit is so crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to you know. Give too many people up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna just give you the bare
facts. This is so
facts.
Crazy, bro. Like, I'm trying to think, man.
Listen,
yo, it is so crazy right now. Go ahead. Matter of fact, go ahead.
Listen,
I'm trying to catch my thoughts while you
catch your thoughts.
I'm gonna
just make my point, man. I don't think that the NCAA is exploiting these athletes. And the reason is this. Why not? Now, listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to just bring it to the terms of you. How much was it when you went to college? What was your tuition? How much did you have to pay for tuition? And you had to pay.
I know, like, personally for me,
you had to pay, right?
I mean, personally, like, you had to pay. I dropped like 20 stacks.
Bro. Exactly. You had to pay 20 stacks for your... That's a semester, like, right?
It's a state school, though. It's a state school.
Nah, but still, it doesn't matter. You still had to pay $20,000, right? You had to pay for your books and everything, right?
Yeah, on average.
And like, that's what, like, another what? Another how much? And how much would that be? Factoring in your books and everything. Another how much?
Total, like 20 stacks.
20 total. Stacks in total, right?
Like, I'm just running it off.
And that was for a smaller level school. Now, you got a school like UCLA, kid.
Oh, so big time school.
Tuition there is probably 70.
I have no idea.
70 bands. You getting 70,000 at least. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I be hearing people talk about their student debt. Like, it's crazy. They get out of school after they finish 4 years and they still buried in student debt. When you're a college athlete, you go to school on a free ride. They pay for everything. And you don't pay for no meals, no nothing. They take care of you. So in a way, you're getting compensated. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're totally exploiting you. You're getting what the average person that's in that school doesn't get. They don't get a free ride. You know what I'm saying? And you're getting exposure. You're getting exposure to play on TV. You know what I'm saying? Free promotion. All of that stuff. So you get to display your talent. So to me, I don't look at it as they're being exploited. At the end of the day, they're being compensated.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't look at it like that either.
Yeah.
I don't look at it like they're getting exploited. That's definitely not my view.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, people say it's not amateur sports.
It's definitely, you have to, like, it's not balanced, yo. Let's be real. It's not balanced.
But at the end of the day, you're getting an education.
It's not balanced, bro. Like, come on, let's be real, man. Like,
you're getting an education.
Especially when it comes to football.
Nah, but at the end of the day, you still getting a free ride. You're getting a free ride. They pay for everything. And you're getting an education. So if you choose to go to school for telecommunications, then that's on you. Like, at the end of the day, like, if you're getting a free ride or scholarship and you choose to go to school for some bullshit that you don't plan on using when you get out of school, that's on you. They paying for you to get a free ride. They paying for you to set yourself up to have a career after school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't.
I don't know, man. I think it's definitely like the balance is not.
I mean, we could say the balance isn't there. I mean, because they make big money.
It's not right, man.
They make big money.
Let's be real. Yo, listen, man. You know, like, the give and take is, like, are you serious, bro? Like, you listen to yourself right now?
I'm listening to myself,
doggy.
I'm listening to myself, man. I don't think that they get exploited the way that people say it.
Ridiculous, man. When you do the math,
I mean, listen.
No, listen to me, man. Like, when you do the math, right, it makes no sense. Like, I don't know the numbers like that. But when you do the math, though, man, like, dog, I ain't trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, rile shit up. But
so let me say this then.
I'm gonna break it down. It's not bueno, bro.
I'm gonna break it down to a simpler level. Yeah. In high school.
What's up?
What do you get in high school?
As far as what?
Any type of compensation. Nothing, right?
Nothing.
But you out there playing, right? You playing to get
a free ride to college. High school.
Exactly.
You get nothing but sneakers, maybe.
I'm just trying to break it down to layman's terms so people can see, like,
right now. I don't want to say something I might get lynched and all that, you know what I mean?
High school, you don't get nothing.
Come on, son, do the math.
You get nothing but some trim from a nice little cheerleader, a pat on your back from the coach, and a bunch of letters from colleges that you may not go to.
Are you serious, man?
I'm just saying, but you playing your heart out for high school. They don't compensate you with nothing. Your moms and pops still got to give you money to come to school every day. You know what I'm saying? But you're playing for the school. You could break your leg and don't get nothing. Your career is over. And they don't owe you nothing because you're getting a high school education, right? So what's the difference? What's the difference between college?
I mean, college is a bigger level, though. College is like a whole nother level.
But it's still school. It's still school. But they get to play on TV. That's the only difference. You know what I'm saying? That's the only difference. That's the only difference, bro, is they play on TV and it's a bigger school.
A bigger market. As far as like exposure.
Yeah, it's a bigger market. You get to play on national television. Right. Everything you get is free. You don't pay for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I think Carmelo Anthony spoke about it, like when he was at Syracuse, man. He would just buy food for the whole dorm because he had enough credits and money from him being an athlete. He had enough to spread love to everybody that was there because he understood, right, like everybody didn't have it like he did. Even though he wasn't getting compensated with money, they made sure he didn't have to pay for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And you're getting a free education. That's my whole point.
So, basically, you're saying they're not supposed to get paid then?
I'm not saying that they're not supposed to get paid. They not. Let's be real. Like, come on.
You don't agree with that?
I don't agree with that. They don't need to get paid. You're getting an education for free.
Whoa.
They don't need to get paid. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one more time.
Ask me one more time.
You don't think that NCAA athletes are not supposed to get paid.
Absolutely
not. You don't agree with that at all.
I don't agree with it. Because at the end of the day...
I respect your point of view.
Nah, kid, you got to be real about it. Because even a person that worked hard to get in the school that don't play sports, they don't pay for their education either. They get it free because they earned it.
I mean, I think academic scholarship. They should get some kind of... compensation.
They get stipends. They don't pay for nothing. This is my whole point. They get stipends.
What kind of stipends?
For food.
Like, I sound ignorant. I'm saying I sound really ignorant.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know all the math and all that. But
yeah,
as far as like basically what I'm trying to get at is like they don't get compensated properly. That's my shit.
They don't get monetary compensation.
They don't get what they supposed to get.
Yeah, they don't get it monetarily.
They don't get that. Like, come on, man. Let's be real, man. Like,
they don't get it monetarily, bro.
They getting exploited, bro. Like, they're not fucking amateurs.
Manny, man. I don't understand how they get exploited on a college level, but in high school and just in regular park tournaments, you're not getting exploited.
The law. It's just like,
I don't agree with that, man. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I don't believe
this is a nice conversation, though, man.
Yeah, I don't believe that they get exploited though, man, because I can't afford to go to UCLA. My mom's can't take out a second home mortgage to pay for me to go to UCLA right now. You know what I mean? I can't, and the average person can't either. So a lot of these kids that go there on athletic scholarships, they blessed. Now, if you go to school for telecommunications,
because they fucking athletes.
That's on you. You know what I'm saying? They can never take away your education. And your education is priceless. You know what I'm saying? You could take that wherever you want, even after basketball. That's worth more than any money they can compensate you for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my whole point on it, kid. I'm not knocking, you know, anybody for feeling like they should be paid. But you're getting paid in a way that nobody can take from you after you complete school. If you even bother completing school. You know what I mean?
That's my whole point.
So a lot of these kids that go and they one and done and they go to the NBA, they end up not making it after 2 years, end up in Europe somewhere. Then they bagging groceries somewhere in Greece. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because that's what they do all day, every day.
Yeah.
Think about basketball, play basketball, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you not gonna tell me these guys are professional? They're not amateurs, man. Because this is what they are amateurs, man. Let me tell you
something.
Like, seriously, like on some real shit, like, say you had a kid, right?
Uh huh.
Say you had a kid, like, mm-hmm. I'm saying, whatever. Some people, right? Fathers, mothers, whatever.
Yeah.
This is all they put in these kids, man. Like, you wanna. Okay, of course you're gonna get your education, right? But this is all they know, bro.
Whose fault is that?
Let me pose you this question, right?
Mm-hmm. Pose this question. Yep.
All right, boom.
Yeah.
Check this out. Mm-hmm. Say you was a violin player or some shit like that.
Violinist.
You're playing violin.
Yeah.
Same example, right?
Yep.
That's all you did all day, every day.
Yep.
That's all you did all day, every day, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like you perfect that, right? That's all you do. Uh-huh. That's all you do, bro. Like, that's it. Fuck you, Mr. Mono.
I mean, I don't know, kid.
In a certain way, like that's all you know, basically.
Right? Nah, not necessarily. That's all you know. That actually sharpens you. Nah, playing instruments actually sharpens kids. Like, studies have been done.
No. Yeah. I don't say I don't mean like a mental model, like you retarded. Like, it's like that's all you know as far as like your profession goes.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I'm saying like,
oh, you know, okay.
I'm trying to learn to express myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that's all you know, right?
Yeah.
So, like, come on. That's all you know.
That's on your parents. Huh? That's on your parents, kid. If that's all they embed in your head is whatever one thing,
that's in any professional. Like, some people, when you got a love for something, that's all they know. Like, same shit, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, life is about balance, though, man. You gotta have a balance, man.
Yeah, but a lot of these kids, though, that's like, look at Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
That's all he knew. That was it. That's
Mike Tyson is a great example. That was all he knew. Because you don't hear nothing about Tyson really doing nothing outside of boxing like George Foreman.
That's all the girl I knew. I read his book, man. Like, I read the book.
Yeah.
That's all he knew. That was it. Like, Cuss, that's all he told him. Cuss told him. That's all Cuss told him. That was it.
Yeah, how to be a boxer. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, you know, remember Mike was
when you love something, like, listen, man, like, when you love something, that's all you know, bro. Like, that's it. That's all you know.
Yeah,
that's you might, you know what I'm saying, do this, try to get a little balance, whatever. But that's all, when you try to like perfect something, it's your passion. You know what I'm saying, you go in.
Yeah.
When you all in.
Yeah.
That's all you know, bro.
Nah, you're right. Absolutely right. So, absolutely right.
How you gonna tell these kids like, yo, whatever. I'm just posing a question, man. They're not professionals, bro. I'm just posing that question, bro. I'm gonna answer it in the simplest way, man.
If you're an amateur, means that you don't get paid. Amateur means that you don't get paid for doing something. Professional means that you get paid for doing something professionally.
These niggas are professionals, bro. They amateurs, bro.
They don't get paid. They don't get paid.
Bro, these niggas, yo, listen, man. These kids, yo, son, come on, man. Are you serious?
I'm just keeping it a stack, my brother. Like that.
Okay. A while
they get
back,
compensated,
right?
Man.
Okay, I got you right here.
Let me hear.
A while back, right? What happened?
What happened?
Are you serious? Like, he was waxing everybody. He's waxing pros, right?
Yeah.
So how's he like? You serious, man?
Because
like,
he wasn't getting paid for it. All right. So classic example, right?
Yeah.
Remember when LeBron James came into the league?
Okay.
Remember before he came into the league, he accepted a Hummer, right?
He accepted a Hummer.
Like, him and his mom's got a Hummer, but it was really his. Like a Hummer truck.
Sure, he knew what it was.
And what did they say? He's no longer an amateur. He now is, his amateur rights are gone because he accepted a gift. And you get, you, and they automatically
are banned. That whole story, right? She said he accepted a Hummer, so what?
His amateur status is no longer valid. Like, he's no longer an amateur. He can't go to college because now you're considered a professional. You accepted a gift.
Because he accepted Hummer?
Yeah, you accepted a gift.
His mom's.
No, it was
alone.
An agent.
His mom's alone. What happened?
That's what they said, but he still ended up getting his amateur status taken away, and he couldn't go to college, so he had to go to the NBA straight from high school because his amateur status was no longer valid. He accepted a gift. You got compensated for doing something as an amateur, meaning you're no longer an amateur. You're talking about the difference between amateur and pros. I'm just giving you an example. Like, you're no longer an amateur once you get paid for something. These guys in college aren't professionals. They not even, they like 18, 19, 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? They not even old enough to drink.
Right.
Come on, kid. They still amateurs, man. Once when you take that aspect away from kids, you know the game no longer becomes fun.
You know what? I think you're right. You're right, sir. I think some of these guys, all right, on some real shit though, I think the lines are blurred for the most part. It's like you got the gifted ones, and you have, I ain't trying to knock these kids, but it's like you got certain kids, man. It's like they're exceptional, bro. Like,
And then you got bums.
They blessed, bro.
Then you got the bums.
You got the LeBrons of the world. You got the Zion Williamson of the world. You heard of that kid, Zion Williamson?
Nah, who is he? Oh, yeah. No, I know who he is. I know who he is. The 16-year-old kid. Yeah, he's a problem.
You got people like that. Certain kids, man. But like, it's like,
I ain't going front. We got to see him play against other kids.
You got to, like, come on, son. You have to, I guess you got to break it down, man. It's like, some people are built for it, some people are not.
Exactly. That's why.
That's all I can say for that. You know what I mean? I'm not like the professional when it comes in and stuff, but it's like, I'm a spectator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I see talent, I know when I see talent.
No question. Come on, that kid Zion that you mentioned, he's a problem.
He's a fucking problem. Yeah, when I see LeBron, he's a problem. Come on, man. When you see something, it's like, are you serious? What the fuck is right? Like,
but I'm not going. I'm gonna hold my thoughts on him until I actually see him play in a college game.
I think that kid's the truth though. I ain't gonna front, man. Yeah. I think he's different.
Because I thought the same.
I ain't gonna front, man. I don't want to, like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Put it on like that. But I think that kid is definitely, I don't know, man.
Yeah, because I thought the same about Seventh Woods.
The boy is different, bro. He's a man child.
You know what it is, though?
To forget the highlights. Like, I look at how he carries himself as a person.
I look at Seventh Woods, man. I don't know if you knew about Seventh Woods before he went to North Carolina. He's from South Carolina. Seventh Woods. Whenever you get a chance, just Google Seventh Woods. He broke the internet, man. He was doing what this kid Zion is doing. Right now, he can't even get off the bench in North Carolina right now. And the crazy thing is, another kid that used to go against him.
Oh, he's 14 years old, no less.
No. Seventh Woods is in college.
When he was popping, he was 14 years old.
And he was flying around. He was doing all types of crazy stuff. And I was like, yo, this kid is going to be a problem. And dudes was like, yo, Stills, you need to slow down. Because, yo, remember DeJuan Wagner? DeJuan Wagner scored 100. You know, DeJuan Wagner from Jersey.
He scored
100. Oh, DeJuan Wagner? Remember, after he went to the NBA, he went to Cleveland with Bron and them, and then he just never panned out, kid. I don't know what he's doing now.
You went to Cleveland?
Yeah, he was in Cleveland for a minute. Yeah, he got hurt. After he got hurt, that was it. His career was over. He scored 100 points in the game. I think he was from Patterson or somewhere. He's definitely from Jersey.
I forgot what part of Jersey, man.
I think it was Patterson.
Someone was sick, though. He was sick.
Yeah, he was a problem. He was definitely a problem, kid. He went to the NBA, and it just didn't pan out. He never went to high school. He was a problem. He scored 100 points in the game. And he went to the NBA.
That's what I'm trying to tell. But at the same time, though, he's not an amateur, though. These kind of people we talk about, when it comes down to it, they're not amateurs.
You mean skill-wise, they're not amateurs.
Exactly. So
skill
like
wise,
certain players, man, like, it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not amateurs, so it's like, why are you supporting these people? At the same time, it's like, why would you try to, like, tell these kids, like, yo, if you ready for the league, why you wanna get stuck for like what is it, 2 years now? I think One year or two years?
It's 1 year. They about to change that, though. Yeah, it's one year.
That's fucked up, bro. Come on, man.
Now, on the other end, I can say that it is messed up.
I don't agree with that, man. That's crazy.
Because baseball is different.
This is fucked up, bro. I definitely do not agree with that right there.
Nah, it's only in basketball where they put the one and done rule. But meanwhile, in baseball, you can be recruited by a professional team at 16 years old.
Yeah, man. Baseball, tennis.
All this, you know
what I'm saying? Like,
You know why, man. But you know why it's like that.
Yeah, but we ain't gonna get to that. I don't care about all that, though. It's like, come on, man. Stop it, man. Like,
yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right, but nah, let's move to the next topic though.
Nah, I'm leaning on you gotta stand with what you.
Oh, facts. I stand by what I'm saying.
You had a position. You gotta stand by.
Oh yeah, I'm standing by it. I don't think that they deserve to be paid money, man. They get compensated well with an education.
College.
Okay. Professional is a different story. I'm all for, you know, the NBA players, which leads me to that, man. Like, the NBA, man, we're going to just switch gears a little bit. Like, you know, with this whole resting marquee players and stuff like that, man. What you think about that, man?
Okay.
Now we're getting into the professional level now. Now we're going to talk professional level.
What? Yo, I ain't going to front, man. It's like, how in the world, like, you had MJ, Bird, like, these kind of things, they didn't think about rest.
Exactly.
Like, what's going on?
The game is soft now, man. It's different now.
You think so, man?
Yeah, man. These players, these athletes today. But I one thing I can say.
I don't know, man. You think these young cats are smarter or?
Nah.
All right, Popovich. How about that, Popovich?
Yeah, Popovich started this whole thing. Yeah, he started it.
So, like, what's going on with that? Like, he's been for a minute now.
Honestly, I think that he used to do that as a way to show mercy for the competition. You know what I'm saying? I think that he did that because he knew that, yo, man, we don't need to embarrass what's a bad team right now? Sacramento. We don't need to embarrass them right now. Let me rest a couple of players and let my bench get some wreck against some of these players. That's how it originally started. You know what I'm saying? But now you got now you got marquee players sitting in televised games, big games. Now that's a problem, because the reason why they got all this money now is because of TV deals. Like, these big TV networks paid into a contract for these players to play on big games. And they sitting out in big games. Can't talk about rest. Come on, man. Like, I don't dig that. I'm not for that. That's whack. You know what I'm saying? You getting paid well as an NBA player. You getting millions. You getting hundreds of thousands of dollars a game.
Yeah, you get a nice
come on, and you only play ball for 4 to 6 months a year.
Come on, champ.
Like, you talking about rest, you can rest all off season. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, MJ, Bird, Magic, they all play 82 game seasons. Mike came back at 40 something.
When I want to get hyped, man, like, I watch the interviews.
Yeah.
I don't just watch the highlights, bro. Like, I watch the interviews.
Yeah.
I watch how they care themselves. It's like, them dudes is different, bro. So it's like, how in the world, though? These cats are just like on some, you know. Because I'm trying to understand this stuff. I'm trying to understand it too at the same time. You feel me? Because it is a science, though. It's a science of this stuff. Because it's like, the other day, I think Durant was like, yo, it's like five guys probably only sit down. Yeah. Alright, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk all the shit you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, you gotta factor that into it. You gotta, like, you know what I'm saying, like listen to that a little bit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, I don't know, bro. Like, what's going on out here, man?
Yeah, I don't respect it, man. I don't respect pro athletes talking about rest.
Someone was like, yo, it's only five guys that can sit down, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, nah, don't get me wrong.
At the same time, though, man, I think
don't get me
gifted,
wrong.
When you gifted, I ain't gonna front. When you gifted, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get ahead of yourself, man. Like, that's all I can say for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, like, the league, man, like, there's no fucking scrub in the NBA, bro.
Come on,
like,
kid.
All them dudes is, yo, son.
They did work somewhere.
Niggas is nice, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, them dudes is nice.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you kind of taking shots at, you know what I mean, whoever.
Yeah, facts, but, man.
So, it's like, yo, I don't know, man. You gotta, like, really look into that, though. Like, is it like an arrest thing? Like, what's going on? Like, guys play 82 games, bro. Like, can you imagine? Listen, man.
Yeah, they world class athletes, bro.
They are, man. Like, 82 games.
But they condition, man. They condition to do that, man.
Yeah. But look. You travel.
Okay.
Right? You travel.
Yeah. You can rest on a plane.
You do practice.
You can rest after practice.
Yeah, but like, But think what? About that though, man. It's like, are we living in a new world? Like listen, on, like, we live in a new world right now. Like, yeah. It's a new world, bro. It's like,
let me ask
you a question.
Think
about that kind of stuff. Like,
how many days a year? How many days a year you got to get up to go to work?
I'm just being like a, you know what I'm saying, devil advocate. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to like see what's going on.
Yo, I can't be devil's advocate for them. I got to get up every day to go to work, champ. I work 5 days out of the week.
Hey,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? 365 days out
I'm
the year.
I'm just trying to see where they coming from. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to take shots at them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like, see where they coming from.
Yeah, it's hard
That's
for
it.
Me.
Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
It's hard for me. I do what
oh,
I ain't going from. Nah, I understand. But
yeah,
I'm
trying to, like see where they coming from. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo. Hold up, these dudes go to practice.
I can relate
to
it.
They've been playing all their lives, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Concrete, gym, whatever, practice, regular games, travel.
Preseason.
Like, mad shit. Like, so, what the fuck? Like, you gotta like, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, business, money, like,
facts.
That's another thing. That's the main shit right there. There
Come
we go.
On, kid.
Money. The owner's making this X amount of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I wasn't mad when they started getting them wild, ridiculous contracts. And I'm like, yo,
yeah,
if they get that,
yo,
imagine
yo,
what the owner
last season, gets. Yo, last season, bro. Like, you serious? You the guy who had a big-ass contract, he's not even playing right now, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Memphis. Is he playing right now?
Who? Which one?
The guy's name. I don't know his name, bro.
Which one? A player?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I forgot dude's name, bro. He's not even an all-star. Dude's the nigga, like, he might have the biggest contract in the league right now.
Oh, you talking about Mike Conley Jr.
I'm not.
Mike Conley Jr. got the biggest contract in the league right now.
Yeah,
Mike Conley Jr. He's not an all-star.
Don't tell
but he's
not
Mike
even
Conley
all-star.
Jr. Yeah. Yeah, but
so, come on, man.
He's a good player. But, I mean, hey, man, Memphis
nah,
felt.
He's skilled. He's skilled.
Memphis
he's
felt that they had to pay him, player. Kid. They had to pay him to keep him. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Are you serious, though?
Yeah. My thing is this.
When it comes to business, are you serious?
You know why it's hard for me to sympathize with these dudes, too, man? It's because
up?
At the end of the day, man, you know, as a man, you know, got a little family, you know, got kids in the family. Sometimes you want to take your kids out to go watch a game. You know what I'm saying? You save up your money to get them tickets. You know what I'm saying? You may bypass paying a bill to pay for a couple of NBA tickets to take the family out to go see one of these star players play. And they come to your city and they talk about they sitting for rest. Come on, man. That's not fair to a hardworking man or a hardworking woman that wants to provide a good time for their kids to have the star player actually sit out. No matter if you're a fan of the team, because Donovan McNabb, kid, I ain't going to lie, man. He got on the radio one time and was trying to defend it. He's like, yo, well, you know, if you're a fan of the team, it shouldn't matter if the star plays or not. Like, come on, man. Let's be real. He said, if you're a fan of the team, it shouldn't matter if the star player is playing or not because you're a fan of that team. I'm like, come on, man. Get out of here, man. Nobody want to see the 12th man on the bench playing. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Like, get out of here with that. You know, it's unfair. It's unfair to people that work hard for their money all year for a guy that plays basketball 4 to 6 months out of the year to sit down and talk about he's taking rest. Now, if you're a veteran, don't get me wrong. If you've been in the league for 10 years, 12 years, then I can understand, like, yo, you know you need rest. It's a lot of wear and tear on your knees and your feet and all that. So I can understand if you're a veteran.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like when I was playing devil advocate, man, it's like these dudes, like, since 82 games, man. Like, the length of the court, man.
Yeah. Nah.
It's sick. Like, do the math. Like,
man, they world-class athletes, though, man. They train.
They play 82 games, man, and they travel.
Yeah. Nah, the traveling is cool. I understand. But remember how they travel, though. They not flying. It ain't like they getting on a JetBlue plane.
Yeah, but they still
they getting
travel.
On a team private jet where they can stretch out.
But it's still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're still doing it. Like, you're still basically, like, working.
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah. They stretched out on them private jets, kid.
Yeah, but you still traveling. Though.
Yeah, you still travel. It's still a struggle when you gotta travel.
You go
I
from
get
city
it.
To city, you go from city to city.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And when they
so,
land,
I mean, basically, it's like it is what it is, but it's like it's an embarrassment of riches. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. Know? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's in a bad smear, which is.
Hell yeah.
But it's like at the same time, though, man. It's like, I don't know. It's like, this is a good conversation, man, to have, man.
Yeah, of course, man. It's like the everyday Joe against the millionaire. Like,
I'm not mad at them, man. It's like, I'm not mad at them because it's like, you know what it is, man. I don't want to get all philosophical and all that, but it's like, yeah. I mean. It all boils down to economics, bro.
Yeah, facts.
That's it.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It all boils down to economics, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I don't want to even go that deep with it, you know what I mean? Because I'm sick with it like that, you know what I mean? But it's, you know what I'm saying? It all boils down to that.
Finances. You know? That's a fact. Yeah.
You know
so let me ask your opinion on this thing.
The thing is though, like I love the sport, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like it like sport, man, it's like it builds you up. It's good for kids.
Yep.
It builds self esteem.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I got from the game, bro. It's like, yo man, like the stuff I done learned from basketball, man,
mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, my first love was football. Mm. That.
Wow.
Like that shit then, man, so many lessons from that, man. Makes no sense. So it's like, you know,
yeah,
it's just like, come on, man, stop it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, though, you know what I'm saying, we live in a capitalist society, you know what I mean?
So it's like, sure,
you know, it is what it is, you know.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You have to say something else.
I was gonna say, so you know, being that you don't want to really knock the players for resting and stuff like that, which I understand. What do you think about, like, the teams that purposely
I'm not gonna knock them for resting, but it's like they need to. I ain't gonna front though.
Nah,
man,
you wanna play devil's advocate?
These guys, man, I get like, it. Come on, man, stop it, man.
Yeah, I get it.
Go ahead, though. What's up?
Yeah, like tanking. What you think about the tanking rule, man? Like, you know, what do you think about guys that tank? Sit players purposely to get the worst record in the league to try to get the number one draft pick in the lottery. The Knicks are kind of doing that now. Everybody's saying that they are. You see, huh?
They was winning. Listen, the Knicks though.
Man, we ain't even gonna get started.
They was supposed to lose, but they was winning, right?
Yeah, the Knicks were winning in the beginning of the season, man. And then you know, clown Phil Jackson had to come out and say what he said about Carmelo, and then it turned into a whole different season, bro. You want to talk about the best player of the team holding the ball when they winning?
You talking about losing on purpose, that's what I mean,
tanking, like teams actually tank, like they just sit their players, they sit their best players because they know that they want to get the number one draft pick in this year's draft or a high draft pick to help better their team, you know what
I mean, along the same lines
of just resting star players, but now you're trying to cheat the system, you know what I mean? That's not cool either. And I think that they should change the whole lottery.
It's not cool, man. But a lot of teams sucks, though. Like, it's like, what you gonna do?
Yeah, they should get rid of the lottery, though. They should get rid of the lottery, and they should do, like, something like what the NFL
does. That's different right there. You think they should get rid of the lottery?
Yeah, but look at how the NFL does their draft. They do it by the team with the worst record. Pretty much the NFL, you know, they basically award the team with the worst record, you know, with the highest draft pick. So it's, what is it, 27, 28 teams in the NFL? Yeah. They basically award the worst team with the best record at the end of the season. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works. Yeah. You know, so the NBA should adapt something like that, you know, a system like that. I'm not saying give it to the worst team every year because it's going to be teams that suck every year and it's just not fair to the rest of the league. But they should come up with some type of policy or plan, put a plan in place where, you know, it can rotate. Like, every team, no matter if you're good or bad, would get a chance to get the number one pick. So that at least every team will have an opportunity to end up getting a star player in every draft. Because then, now that builds parity. You know what I'm saying? It builds, like, a competitive league.
There's no parity in the NBA, bro.
Nah, it's not, because all these super teams, you know, your boy Bron blew it for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. can't stop that, man. Like,
yeah,
you know,
man. You know, you want to run to Miami.
Trying to run this guy, man.
You want to run to Miami.
You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, like I said earlier. You know what I mean? A couple times, actually, probably. You know what I mean? I've been said this shit a couple times earlier. But, come on, man. Like, yo, it is what it is, man. Like sun is nice. And, look, listen. You took a shot at my guy, man. Hey, you trying to build an argument right now? Or you want to stay on this road right here?
Nah.
Or you want to, like, I'm saying, what's going on? You want to stay on this path?
Nah,
wanna,
Brian is nice. I'm trying to work on my interview skills.
What are we doing right here, man?
Come on, kid. We already live. We talking about
don't do that, you bro. Like, you trying to, like, disrespect the God, man. Don't do that, bro. Like, come on, son. Like,
yeah, man.
I don't know why motherfuckers always trying to diss LeBron, bro.
Man, listen, man. Did you see that video that went viral, kid? When he caught the elbow in the back, and then this guy could have won an Oscar that night, man.
I heard about that. Because, you know, I try to keep... I don't try, but I see certain things every day or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, okay, caught a little elbow to the back, right? Like, he fell out or some shit like that?
No, did he? Yeah, that dude, man, listen. You thought...
He caught an Oscar, right?
He caught an Oscar after that one, champ. Your man is out of control, man.
That's my horse, though, man. Like, come on, man. That's my dude, man. Like, listen, man. I got a fucking cover of Slam magazine, him and fucking Sebastian.
Sebastian Telfair. I remember that one, kid.
Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah, I remember that one.
Yo, LeBron, yo, son. Like, come on, man. Like, this dude done beat all the odds. Like, him, Sebastian's, motherfucking Steph, Kenny. Like, these dudes, man, they done beat the odds, bro. It's like, when niggas try to, like, knock people like that, I'd be like, fuck you.
They be the odds. They be the odds, man.
It's like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, man, it's like, fuck out of here, man. Like, it's one thing to, like, live up to something, but it's another thing to, like, exceed something.
Yeah.
Like, this dude and... come on, man.
He exceeded the expectations, kid. He did.
It makes no sense. Like, motherfuckers, like, people, like, me, tell you something. We on record right now, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So, I'm going to act like I'm a fucking LeBron representative right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We on record, so it's like, might as well, like, just put it on the table. Listen, man, it's gotten... Yo, man. This dude done lived it all up. Like, you can't take no shots at this guy, man. Imagine, like, motherfuckers was in his shoes.
Yeah.
Like, you can't live up to that. You motherfuckers ain't built for, yeah, I ain't built like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, I dig it, man.
Are you serious? Yeah, the motherfuckers ain't built like that, bro.
I mean, listen, man, he trained for that. That's his profession. He chose that profession, kid.
Listen,
That's what he does.
It's not even trained for that. Nigga, he was
born for it.
Listen, man. On some bullshit, the dude was born for that.
Yeah,
bro.
He was born for it. He definitely was born for it, without a doubt.
You know what I'm saying,
hands down, he was born for it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he was born for it, kid. I can't knock that.
I hate when motherfuckers are trying to, like, come at him. It's like, are you serious, man?
Nah,
like,
but
this dude is, like.
But nah, real talk, but, though, he make himself unlikable.
I get it, man. Like, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, going to be on something, you know what I'm saying? You bugging all that.
He make himself unlikable, man. He makes himself unlikable with the stuff.
Yeah,
if you claim to be
but
the
at
best.
The same time, though, it's like, when you look at him, it's like, come on, man. You have to, like, really respect his talent,
man.
Like,
no, then don't talk.
Don't talk, man,
like you're the greatest of all times, then.
He's not average, yo. Like, just
come on, man. He's not average. He's nice. He's different. He's nice. LeBron is nice. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of what he does make people, he makes himself unlikable, man. Like,
don't
get me wrong.
Like,
I respect him for doing what he did for
the
kids.
You know what's crazy about, like, why people don't like LeBron?
Why?
I don't understand. Like, this nigga, what the fuck has he done? Like, motherfuckers don't like him. Okay, he does petty shit, right?
Yeah.
But it's not that serious, though.
Yo, kid, he cries, complains, like you the best player on the planet.
But it's not that serious, though.
Yes, it is, man. Yes, it is, man. It is. It is, man. You don't. If you're the best player on the planet, the rules are made for you. You don't need to sit there and cry and complain about more and more. You flop all the time. Like, come on, man. Like, nobody want to see the best player. Like, Mike, can you imagine Michael Jordan doing that? Flopping? Like, that wasn't even in his makeup. Come on, man. So what? The referees. The referees. But Mike played hard.
I hate the young and fun, bro.
Nah, Mike played hard, kid. Mike played hard.
The Jordan rules. The Jordan rules. Sorry.
Yo, man.
And that was my guy, too.
Mike,
man,
played hard. And Mike took a beating, kid. Mike took a beating every night.
The Jordan rules.
What do you mean? The Jordan rules. The Detroit Pistons was hammering them.
Somebody wrote a book on the Jordan rules.
Yeah, I understand that, kid. I understand that. But Mike never used to complain, crying to the league.
What do you mean he never complained?
Crying. He was crying to the league? He was crying to the league? He was crying to the league?
Yo, are you serious, bro?
Was he crying like, yo, I need another teammate to help me and Scotty out? You know what I'm saying? I need a point guard. I need a point guard. I'm tired of doing. Like, come on, man. That's what makes Bron unlikable to people. Come on, man. You got the best team on the planet. You got Kyrie Irving. You got Kevin Love.
Rewind what you just said. Just what? Now. Like, listen to yourself. What you just said just now. What you just said.
LeBron be crying for more players. It's like, bro, you got Kevin Love and you got Kyrie Irving on your team. What more do you need? And yourself.
Oh, you're talking about this year?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay.
Every time he turn around, he's whining and crying.
I mean, this season right here, I'm trying to, like, understand what's going on. Because I've been, you know what I'm saying, on vacay a little bit. I'm saying, fuck with football. College basketball. College football. So I don't really know what's going on right what's going on with LeBron this year.
Yeah, he see what Kevin Durant did.
It's always different LeBron every year. It's always like a different, like, tough, you know what I mean? You already know.
Nah, listen, man. Don't get me wrong, man. LeBron James is the best player on the planet.
This year right here, I don't know what the fuck's going on with LeBron this year. Because I know you guys issues this year. But I know last year, though. I don't know. What the fuck is going on last year? What happened last year? Last season?
Last year, they won the championship.
But what was he crying about though last year, though? Was he crying about... what was he... Because people keep saying he cry a lot. So
he still flops.
What was LeBron crying about last season?
He still flops, kid. He flops, man.
Build that case up.
Yo, he flops, man. Your man. Yo.
Oh, he's flopping.
Your man, stay flopping. Come on, man. Listen, man. We ain't gonna talk about Bron, man. We gonna move. Matter of fact, you know what? We gonna talk about Bron. Like, we gonna keep it moving. You know why? Because we gonna still mention Bron, right? MVP race. MVP. Let's talk MVP race, man. LeBron, Isaiah Thomas, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, or James Harden, man.
Run that down again one more time, big homie.
LeBron James, Isaiah Thomas, Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, or James Harden.
Who you got?
I mean, I can't lie. This one is a tough one, kid. I gotta go with Westbrook and Harden, man. I think they should make co-MVPs, kid. Cause they both deserve it. Cause they.
I don't wanna.
You know what? If I gotta pick one, I'm gonna pick Russell Westbrook. And why I pick Westbrook? Because at the end of the day, KD left. He got a bunch of nobodies around. If he decides to take rest, like how Bron and them can afford to take rest and sit down and take off a couple of games. Russell Westbrook can't do that. His team will lose every game that he doesn't play.
This dude doesn't take no games off.
Him or Harden. James Harden said, I'll rest when I retire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I respect that, kid. So, to me, Russell Westbrook deserve it because his team will not win any games without him. James Harden, he could probably take rest because he still got some decent players on his team. You know what I mean? Eric Gordon. They just bought over Lou Williams now. You know what I'm saying? Guys that could score the basketball, man. But Russell Westbrook, if he doesn't play, they don't win. At all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? LeBron can afford to take games off. Like, and that should be another thing. Like, I think that the NBA should penalize players that's MVP candidates. If you're an MVP candidate and you talking about you resting a game, you sitting and resting, that should go against you. You know what I mean? For real. That should go against you. Like, you're not the MVP then. If you can afford to sit down a game, that means your team can still win without you. I'm right or wrong? Right or wrong? What you think about that?
Team-wise, though? I don't know, man.
That means that your team can still.
They should put a certain amount of games
that if you rest more than a certain amount of games, you can't be considered an MVP candidate.
Oh, okay.
For real.
I mean, it's fun. On that level, like being an MVP candidate, but at the same time, it's like, I don't think you should, when you say penalized, financially.
No, not monetary. I ain't talking about touching their money. I'm just talking about as far as voting is concerned. Like,
that should be a strike against them.
Yeah, that should be a strike against you. Like, how are you the MVP?
Yeah. I think, honestly, like, I think they do, a lot of these writers or whatever who vote, they look at that.
As far as resting?
No, I think they look at it as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these dudes, man, they old school, so it's like, they look at it on someone like, yo, you know what, this guy done set up mad games, so I can't really cast my vote for this guy.
Yeah, they need to really, you know they need so to they, bring that
they,
out.
They look at that, bro, they look at that.
Yeah, they got to openly say it, though, because I don't think like, that a lot of people know that.
I don't know. Are they open like that though? No, they don't tell you
the criteria of what they do of how they make the decisions.
Yeah, but you already know they old school, son.
I don't think
a lot of them is really like on some. They old school, bro.
Yeah,
nah. But Westbrook though, man, it's like, listen, man.
Yeah.
It makes no sense, bro.
What he's doing, right? Yeah.
No, doesn't. And I haven't even seen a film like that either. But I just been like seeing like the highlights. And matter of fact, I don't see the highlights. I hear the talk on the streets. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous, man. Are you serious, man?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook is another.
This dude is adding a triple double.
Yeah,
bro.
Facts. That alone. Should give him the award. You know what I mean?
Averaging, and I played myself like last week because I thought they had a losing record. This team had a losing record. But
they win.
They have a winning record.
They in the playoffs.
So you have to even put that into, like, you know what I'm saying, perspective.
Of course.
You know?
Of course. You have to.
It's like, are you serious?
You have to, man. All of that stuff. A triple double, bro.
Like, you got to win the record?
Facts.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. You can't raise your nose.
Any dummy can see, like, you know what? Okay.
Yeah,
like,
but do the math. But James Harden is going berserk too. Like, you can't.
He's going berserk, man.
His numbers are crazy. He leads the league in scoring right now. You know what I mean? And he's only like two rebounds or three rebounds shy of a triple double himself.
Yeah, the boy's going crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
It always goes back to this for me, man. It's like, you had James Harden,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Westbrook, Durant, senior squad.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Listen, man. Like, that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Two-headed monster.
Like, they was on the same team.
Yeah, two-headed monster, man. Two-headed monster, bro.
What were you talking about earlier? Money, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how much money do you really need, bro? Like, these niggas could have ran a team or run the league, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
He could have ran the league for, like, how many years?
That they played together?
Come on, son. Are you serious, bro? Like,
8-10 years or something like that. Yeah.
Come on, man. They could have ran the league, man. Like, these dudes could have. Yeah, fuck. Yo, dude, Jordan, son, like, come on, man. Like, Jordan, man. Like, do the math, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
Jordan wasn't on that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I need all this bread, blah, 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 blah. Like, yo, son, this shit is corny, man, to me, son. Like, on some real shit, like, this, like, getting money is cool and all that, but it's like, a lot of this stuff, though, man, like right now, like, the climate and all this kind of shit, it's like corny, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man, like,
yo, man, it's lame.
You really need all this bread, like, oh, you want the legacy, We want money.
Man, listen, man. Money always comes first, kid. I can never knock a person for wanting to, you know, be able to financially take care of his family.
Yeah, but how much money you need, though?
I mean, listen, it's never enough, man. Bills don't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Get the fuck
bills
out of here.
Bills don't stop, man. Listen, man. It is what it is.
Bills don't stop. You serious, man?
Yeah, the bills don't stop, man. Kids don't stop growing.
Get the fuck out of here.
Kids don't stop growing, man. You never know, man.
Nah,
you might have to take care of family member, man.
Listen. That makes no sense, bro. Like,
what?
Okay. You just said bills don't stop, right?
Yeah, the bills don't stop, man.
All right, check this out. You're talking legacy, right?
Yep.
You got fucking LeBron. No, you got motherfucking Westbrook.
Yeah.
Big man.
He called him Big Man.
You got Big Man. What's the other guy you have?
Kawhi Leonard.
Nah. I'm talking about OKC. OKC squad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, how you?
They had all three of them at one point.
That's a pyramid right there, though. You got motherfucking Westbrook, Harden, and
It came down to $4,000 extra that they didn't want to pay.
You got KD, man. Like,
yeah,
that's a sick ass pyramid right there.
Yeah, it is. Like, but
are you serious, man?
But at the end of the day, man, they didn't want to pay Harden, kid, and he broke out.
No. It's not even that, though.
They didn't want to give him an extra $4,000.
He felt a certain way because, you know, you want a certain, you know what I'm saying?
He wanted to be compensated.
You want a certain dollar amount, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
As you should. You want to be compensated.
Like on some real shit, though, man. I ain't going to front. Yo, listen to me, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not in his shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, me, though? You know what I did? I was like, you know what? I would have took... Like the, you know what I'm saying, less amount of money.
Yeah.
Ain't got the championships.
Yep.
You understand me? Because that's. Come on, man.
Nah, listen, like, man. I get it, man. Like, I understand.
You know, but you know, you ran with the 80, whatever.
Yeah, he had to get the money, kid.
I don't know what I'm saying. What he going through, but I don't know.
I don't never knock a man for getting the money, kid.
Nah, I definitely don't knock that at all, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna knock that.
Yeah, we
can't knock that, kid.
But yeah,
the way,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, looking at Mike, man, like, Mike was all about getting the chips, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Yeah, man. But yeah, man, you know, moving along, man, you know, I think that we both in agreement that, you know, Westbrook definitely deserves that MVP award. I mean, it remains to be seen, but I think that he deserves it, man. Him and Harden, they both deserve it, but only one of them is going to get it, and I think Russell Westbrook deserves it more, man. But
especially after that
triple double,
like
57 points. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
And that was triple double too, right?
Yeah, it was a triple-double. Yeah.
Come on.
It was wild. Wild numbers. Video game numbers. Like he's playing NBA 2K or something.
Yeah, that's
for real. For real, man. But yeah, we winding down, man. You know, last topic, man, is just to kind of go over like some of the first quarter albums that dropped this year, man. You know, the music game is different now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's definitely different now.
What's going on out there? What's going
on? I mean, you know, a lot of albums dropped, man. And I did my little research, man, and seen like a lot of albums that dropped for the first quarter, and a lot of them made the Billboard 200 debut albums list. And I can't lie, a lot of names I didn't know even existed, but they out here popping, man. So I'm just gonna run down like a lot of the hip hop that came out within the first quarter, which is January of 12, of course. The end of March, April. You know what I mean? It was an album by an artist by the name of Pink God. It's called Pink Season. He debuted number 76.
What?
Pink Guy. The debut album is called Pink Season. Number 76 on US Billboard 200. I listened to it, and he sounds like some weird Al Yankovic. I don't know if you remember Weird Al Yankovic, but he used to make fun of like all the songs. He used to remix songs and just clown and make fun of him. That's what this guy sounds like. You know what I'm saying? But I checked him out. There's another artist by the name of Jeffy. Album's called The World Is Yours. Debuted at number 37. You know what I mean? Then you had PNB Rock, Going Through the Motions. Debuted at number 28. Social Club Misfits, the Misadventures of the Finn and the Marty. It debuted number 80 on Billboard. Then you got another guy by the name of Nick Grant, Return to the Cool. Debuted number 28. Prodigy dropped the album.
Oh, what?
Dropped the album. Look, you got hype for that, right? P dropped something?
Yeah, hell yeah, I got hype for that,
it's
man.
It's called Hegelin Dialect.
You already know, man.
That's the name of it. Hegelin Dialect.
Yeah.
The Book of Revelations. That's the name of Prodigy's album.
Okay.
Migos.
You heard that shit?
I'm about to, I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna definitely see what Pete's talking about. I always got a special place in my heart for P and, Havoc, even though they ain't really, they ain't been doing music together and collaborations a lot, but, I always check to see what they doing, whatever, I'm gonna check it out. It's called Hegelin Dialect, The Book of Revelations. Next thing you had the Migos, Culture. They debuted number one. Of course, they dominating everything right now. Raindrops, drop top.
The Migos.
They got it on Smash right now.
Damn.
And their album debuted number one on Billboard charts.
The old man's having tough right now.
I know. I'm just trying to bring you up to speed, kid. Another artist by the name of Twizzid. The continuous Twizzid. Twizzited. The continuous evolution of life. He debuted number 28. And these are guys you wouldn't even know. Big Sean. Big Sean, he debuted number one when his drop. And his album is called I Decided. You don't mess with Big Sean?
Nah. Big Sean.
You know, Eminem co-signed
him. Cab driver. What else?
Another guy by the name of Sid. His album is named Finn. Debuted at number 75. Wyclef even drops on Wyclef Jean. Shout out to Wyclef, man, and the Fugees. Okay. He dropped the album called Juve. It debuted at number 117. Young Dolph. I like Young Dolph, kid. Gelato. That's the dude. He made the song called Cut It. Cut It.
Right.
Cut It. You probably cut it off when you hear it. Them bricks is way too high. You need to cut it. Yo, that song is funny, kid. It's a funny song, kid. You listen to it, you be like, yo. But it's catchy, though. It's catchy and stupid at the same time. Cut it. It's just jokers, man. But nah, he's from Carolina, though. Young Dolph. Gelato's name of the album. He debuted at number 54. Cess Crew, Catastrophic Event Specialist, debuted at number 150. Lupe dropped something. Lupe Fiasco. It's called Druga's Light. And it debuted at number 28. And the funny thing is, man, he just released a video online, man, where he got like a ninja sword, like a Shaolin sword. He's in there practicing his swordsmanship online. You know what I mean? he got on the whole outfit and everything, kid. Look at Lupe, kid. Lupe with the sword, kid. The swords are heavy, kid. He was handling it like, it was nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, what?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Then you got West Side Gun. They came out with Riots on Fashion Avenue. Eminem just signed that whole camp. The Griselda camp. That whole camp got signed. West Side Gun, Cartier. Conway. You know what I'm saying? The whole crew got signed to, Eminem. Then you got Moneybagg Yo. He dropped the album by the name of Heartless. Debuted number 181 on Billboard's. Fat Joe and Remy, Plata o Plomo, debuted at number 44. Then you got Future. Future dropped two albums.
Future going crazy out there, right?
Yeah, Future be grinding. You know what I'm saying? You know,
that's my boy, man. Yeah, I ain't going front, man. That's my boy right there.
Yeah, you know, he ready to clip Russell Westbrook. Yeah,
like everybody.
Russell Wilson.
That's why, he got the info, Douglas. Like, I guess that's why I don't listen to rap like that.
Yeah, designer took his whole style and tried to run with it, but now he done fell off. You know what I mean?
Everybody took his style.
Yeah, bro. Facts. That's a fact. You know what I mean?
But what's the rundown on? Go ahead.
Jadena, the chief debuted at number 38 on the U.S. Billboard. Matter of fact, Future, both of his albums, by the way, both of them debuted at number one. So he lit still. You know what I mean?
You serious?
Yeah.
Still?
Debuted, yep, at number one. Yeah, he's still lit. Like, come on, man. This man done smashed Scottie Pippen's wife, kid. He out here living a life, kid. Allegedly. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah, kid. Him and Scottie had problems. You know what I'm saying? But they working
it out. I mean, I heard about that, but, you know, I ain't really like.
And shout out to Scottie Pippen for calling Phil Jackson out, man. Yeah, nah, it was, I don't know. But,
shit.
Nah, it was real deal talk. But yeah, shout out to Scotty, man. Because he had to put Phil Jackson on blast. He said, yo, man, Phil Jackson is the reason why the Knicks are terrible, man. I got a big Scotty up for that, man.
Scotty said that?
Yeah, Scotty came out and said it, man. You know, he told.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he got on one of them shows online and told the truth, kid. He said, yo, man, he feel bad for Carmelo, man. And, you know, Phil Jackson is the reason why the Knicks are the way they are right now, man. I big Scotty up for that. You know what I mean? For real, kid.
Yeah. Yo, man, it's like, I'm not, you know what's crazy? It's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna jump on top.
I ain't the illest motherfucker in the world, but.
Yeah.
I seen a legend of the day, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You already know, like.
Yeah.
Like, you heard the fucking triangle shit's played out, bro.
Of course, kid. Like, you know,
is it played out, bro?
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic, kid. We'll get back to that on another day for sure. But you know,
yeah. But you just said, you know what I'm saying, you need to go. So that's why I said,
He need to go. And he need to take the triangle with him, man. Facts. You know what I mean, for real, man. We're moving back.
Like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, he's the big homie and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, it's like, yo.
Nah, get him out of here, man.
I don't know, man.
It's a done deal for him, man.
I seen a legend say that.
Yeah, facts.
That shit is played out.
Facts, nigga. It's over. The days is over with. Mike and Scotty ain't walking through those doors.
I think it's like, it's a different league, right?
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Right, you know.
Word, man. But yeah, man.
I'm
shout
just
out
a
to
spectator.
People,
like, I just said, I'm a spectator, bro. Like, I just watch the game.
Yeah,
you know
facts.
Like,
facts.
Like, I wish when I was young, I ain't gonna front, man. I wish I knew the fundamentals like that, but I don't. So it's like, I'm a spectator right now. I'm trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully, if I have a kid one day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Build from the fundamentals. So it's like, yo, what's up? Like, this shit's played out, man. Like, you serious?
No question. Yeah, man. But rounding off the list, man.
Crazy, bro.
Rounding off the list, man, of everything that dropped in 2017 so far, man, was Jadena, Nav, Little Durk, Love Songs for the Streets. Def Jam dropped a Various Artists album. You know, I guess they just trying to make some extra money while they can. You know what
Def
I mean?
Jam?
Yeah, Def Jam. They released a compilation album called Direct Deposit, Volume 2. So it's apparently a Volume 1. You know what I mean? J.I.D., The Never Story, Murs dropped something. I mess with Murs, too. Murs from Cali, Capital, California. Yeah, Murs from Cali. I learned about him messing with Knife Wonder. You know what I'm saying? Him and Knife Wonder did something together back in the days. You know what I mean? Starlito and Don Tripp, Step Brothers 3. You know, they debuted at 189 on the billboards. Alchemist just dropped the instrumental CD. Instrumental series. Yeah, we're Alchemist.
Word,
rappers,
what's the name of that?
Rapper's Best Friend, kid. Alchemist. You know what I mean?
Rapper's best friend.
Yep. G Herbo. You know, Welcome to Fozzoland 1.5. Of course, you know, Rick Ross. That's like the hottest album in the streets right now. You know, Rather You Than Me. Yeah, Ross album is the hottest one in the streets, man.
I seen that.
Yeah, Ross got the hottest album in the streets right now. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I think it's solid, kid. You know, I wasn't a big Ross fan before, man, you know, but he made me a believer. He made me a believer, kid. You know what I mean? You know, Ray dropped his album, The Wild. You know, Big Mike dropped something, State of Mind. And, you know, Drake dropped something called More Life. And, you know, I already been breaking all types of records. Even though I heard his damn near singing all through the joint. You know what I'm saying? But I respect Drake, kid. A lot of people don't like Drake, but I give Drake his props, man. That boy can spit. He can sing. He's talented, man. You know, he do what he do.
Yeah, but you got balls on the album, or you just like you heard the album?
Nah, I didn't get a chance to listen to it yet, but a lot of people saying it's a lot of love songs on there. A lot of singing, okay. Kid.
I'm about to call my joints right now.
Yeah, kid, yeah, nah. Yeah. It's definitely a lot to listen to, kid. It's a lot to listen to moving forward, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, man.
But you know that was
a
rundown.
I ain't gonna front, man. The boy's a problem, I ain't gonna front.
Who's that?
Ross. Drake is a problem.
Yeah, Drake is a problem, kid. He's talented, man. I can't knock that, man. He's one of them guys that know what he's doing. He know what he wants. He came a long way. I can't knock him. Because Meek could have finished him. Meek could have finished his career.
Politics and all that. You know what I mean? Niggas waiting for him. I mean, man.
Who cares?
Might have before, but
yeah,
like,
I don't think so, man.
Son, he writes when he wants to, probably.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
When he wants to, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
He had to, like... Come on, man. Stop it.
Now we about to wrap it up, man. You know, a lot of time flew by, man. We got through it, man. You know, Bars and Hoops, episode 18.
That's crazy, man.
We up live and running tonight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got to shout my man, Cy Young, for checking in with me. You know, hollering at your boy. You know what I mean? Say something to the people, man, before we sign off.
Ain't gonna put me on a spot like that, man.
You know, you gotta have something for the people, man. You could do like Russell Simmons, man. Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night. Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
leave the people with something,
man.
Kid.
One love, man.
No question, man. Remember, man, life is about two things, love and hate, man. The key to life is making sure that the love outweighs the hate. And I'm Stills the Great, baby. Signing off.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile.
Only you.
Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.